Hello, brother.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Just limbering up my vocal, my plus tax.
What a friend we have in Jesus. It's a hot time in Florida. Oh, my Peter.
Man, oh, man, Hawaii gets sticky. Where are we going, brother?
I say, you can't get Polaroid pregnant, Jack.
Man, it's a bulletproof vest. Fool. Crazy fool trying to shoot me with a .22.
This is my punch.
Oh, man, I'm hungry. How about an ice cream sundae?
Hey, Robbie.
Yeah?
Who we got on the phone?
On your telephone, brothers, Sam Thompson, who served as Elvis's bodyguard, confidant, and friend for the latter part of Elvis's life.
Yeah, welcome back, old friend.
Hello, friend. It's nice to hear your voice again.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hello, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Yeah. How are you guys?
Long time no see.
Good to hear your voice again, Sam.
Good to hear your voice again, too.
Talk at the same time, Sam.
I remember when we were friends back when we were alive.
Sam, what is your fondest memory of us?
My fondest memory of you all is probably the one I'm making right now.
The fondest memory, if I can put it more plainly to you, of Elvis Aaron Presley.
Fondest memory, the night I met him and the friendship that we had over the 5 years I was with him.
I'll ask you a question. At any time when you were with me, did you ever have the opportunity to change one of my diapers or one of my bed sheets? Hello.
Hello.
Sam. I would like to mention Sam is here to promote the delicious Reese's peanut butter and banana cream cups.
Yes, it's not just a Reese's peanut butter cup. It's an Elvis Reese's peanut butter cup with peanut butter and banana cream instead of just peanut butter.
They're made by Hershey.
They're delicious, aren't they, Sam?
They're good.
How come they do not have bacon? Did you ever change my diaper? Or my brother's diaper?
Hello?
Are you my brother's keeper?
Sam?
Are we the sons of twins?
Sam, are you having trouble hearing us?
Just a little bit, yeah.
All right, Sam. Tell us all about Elvis.
Sam, I am. Tell us about us. For we are he, reborn again.
What was it like when you met him, Sam?
I met him in November of 1972, and I was a police officer here in Memphis. And
I remember that, yes.
Was introduced to him by my sister, Linda.
Yes.
And
I want to tell you something. Your sister could raise the dead.
She's fantastic.
I mean,
man.
She really gave good. Ooh,
she could raise the dead. Is she still around, Linda? Is she still kicking around? Hello?
I'll tell you what, Jack.
Yeah.
Sam, can you hear us?
Just a little bit, yeah.
Is she still around, Linda?
She is. She's in California.
All right. Is she married now?
She is married.
She was Elvis's girlfriend, right, man?
She was for 5 years.
And then you became his bodyguard, my bodyguard.
That's correct.
So are you telling me that I was with your sister? I do not remember. Were we with his sister?
I don't remember either, brother. I can't remember what I had for breakfast. How's Marty Lacker doing?
Marty's well. I saw him last night.
How's Lamar Fyke doing?
Why did you fill my pills with sugar?
Lamar's well. He lives in Texas.
Sam, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Tell the story about filling the pills with sugar.
I beg your pardon?
Tell the story about filling Elvis's pills with sugar.
I don't know that story.
Well, that's the story Lamar Fyke told, or Marty Lacker.
What about the many stories about my monkey Scatter?
Do you have a Scatter the Monkey story?
I don't. I'm sorry.
Here's one for you. At the time of my death, how much did my colon weigh?
150.
It was impacted and chalky.
Do you know the answer to that question, Sam? Sam.
Yes.
Yes, at the time of...
You know, I'm now reminded what a lousy lay your sister was. As you know, I could not even get it up towards the very end. I believe
that's it. Yeah. He is gone. No great loss, brother.
Yeah, who cares about that?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I tell you what, though, his sister, if only I could have gotten it up. You know, I like cotton panties.
Well,
and I like cotton brassieres, but once a woman has a baby, Jack, I don't want to go there.
I know, man, it's bad. You know what I like? I like little baby ducks, old pickup trucks, tomatoes in the rain, and pain.
I wish I was still nursing at Gladys's bosom.
Brother, in our later stages, you realize You know, we usually have music behind this. Brother, I must tell you.
Do you want music?
I love music. Brother, I should tell you.
You want generic music, brother?
Do you realize that I should tell you this, that in our latter stages, we could have nursed anyone. I believe we were double D's. It's a bulletproof vest, man.
I truly do not know what happened on that edition of Elvis Do Elvis.
No. I don't think he wanted to play nice. But then again, we're totally used to that from our days in Memphis. That's the way it would always go. A friendly interview goes south.
He was a former bodyguard, and his girlfriend was EAP's girlfriend.
I can't be her.
He's a brother of Linda Thompson.
EAP, 73 through 75-ish.
I tell you what, Jack, I know this. Linda Thompson changed quite a few of my diapers.
And you enjoyed every minute of it, didn't you, Elvis?
She was not there to knock my teeth out when I was laying on the floor.
You know, I'm seeing here that the relationship was 1973 to 75. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that a Hawaii Elvis time? Yeah. Perhaps she didn't join me during my lie in bed and eat crowded peas. Is it crowded peas?
Crowder peas.
Crowder peas.
Wasn't I with Linda by that point?
Linda was 76.
What about Judy Spreckles, man? Huh. I mean, let's go down the line. We got Lisa Marie.
Right.
We got Linda.
Judy Spreckles.
Judy Spreckles was in the 50s.
And Margaret Jack.
And Margaret. And also Natalie Wood, but I didn't stick around with her because she smelled like fish.
So I want to tell you something.
Ginger Alden, your last fiance, was 76 and 77.
I had sex with Princess Diana.
Did you? No kidding?
That's an amazing claim to fame, brother.
Did you have an amazing time machine?
I tell you, I had all the starlets, Jack. All of them clamoring for me because I was a movie star.
I think you might have had Barbara Stanwyck.
She had a big valley.
Oh, my God.
Perhaps back during the shoot of Roustabout.
What a horrible memory that is.
Well, there you go. Sam Thompson. What a load he is.
Well, Hap, brother, you can never end Elvis to Elvis without properly flying away.
Mike, you are so right.
You have to keep tradition.
Here is our Airbus.
Man, I can't get my leg up. I can't get my leg up, man. It's hanging out of the bottom of the copter. What's the problem with me, Jack?
We are now currently hovering at approximately 3 inches above the ground.
Sorry, kids, no autographs. Elvis has left the country. Let's go. Get her up, boys.
God damn it, honey.
What's the matter? Why can't this copter get up?
Sam, your sister was a bad lady.
Oh, dear. I can't imagine why he hung the phone up.
A bad lady.
Hey!
I was so soft, I laid there like a baby's penis.
Hey, Elvis.
Yes.
Yes, what?
What?
Hey, Elvis.
Oh. Hi, Mike.
Oh, we're gone.
Here's some real Elvis.
Get your woolly boogers out there, boy.